This is your first solo album, anyway, in about 7 years. But you're still making songs with the Panics, and you guys have been around, you know, as a band for, you know, over 20 years. I mean, I wanted to know, when you sit down to write a song, I mean, how do you write Panic songs versus how do you write your solo stuff? I mean, I wanted to know, when you sit down to write a song, I mean, how do you write Panic songs versus how do you write your solo stuff?
It's not very different. I mean, the Panics aren't really active, you know, at the moment. We're just kind of like a family who lived in a very small house together for a long time. So people have got other priorities for now, just in terms of spreading out their interests and having interesting lives. So it's easy to make Panics music when everyone is feeling creative at the same time. You know, all the guys in that band are just really talented and really... The reason that band worked was everyone had a shared goal and dream from our high school years. So it was really close-knit thing, you know. So it was just, it ran on an engine of its own, you know. It's just more solo stuff. It's just like, what's the difference then in the atmosphere there? It's like, I'm on my own, so I'll enjoy that. Writing, recording stuff, just in a more solitary way. And that's a really beautiful thing to do for yourself whenever you can in your life as well, whether you take the opportunity to build something or write something. And so I just enjoy that process.
I mean, you can really kind of hear the Perth and Western Australia kind of vibe on the record, especially toward the end where there's the beaches or the Medems Pool medley and the Simpson Desert kind of landscape of, you know, pack of camels in the sun. I don't know, how important is the landscape and setting of the places you live to the album?
Yeah, it's pretty important. I mean, I don't mean it to be. It's just, you know, like I try and write a lot, even if I'm just journaling and stuff to keep ideas going. For some reason, I drift off quite a lot, and it just, that imagery's been lodged away in my brain. And it's an interesting one, especially now I've had time away from it, you know, using some of that imagery. It just feels good in a song. So I don't mean to. I don't mean to be like Mr. Perth, you know, but if I've helped contribute, you know, some kind of sound to that side of a continent on Earth, then you know, I'll take that as well. So I'm glad that people, when they do talk of music that comes out of the area, that paints a picture of you know, the expansive state of WA, that it has a surreal spaciousness to it. I mean, it's fitting enough.
I mentioned this track before as well, but I wanted to come back to it. Medems Pool Medley, it's this curious song that's told from your Polish grandfather's perspective about going to a pristine beach and considering his escape from Nazi Europe. I mean, what was it about that kind of, you know, horror memory combined with idyllic location that kind of struck you when you were like, I want to tell this story. I want to tell this story through music.
I don't know. I mean, the song just kind of came about, but I think a lot of people in this country, their story is a bit like that. They came here, a lot of people without really choosing to do so. They just kind of ended up here, and that's a pretty magical atmosphere to end up amongst. I mean, it just happened that I was just kind of dwelling on some coastal kind of imagery when I was writing, and that just came to me. And it was mostly just about painting a picture in the music of like what it must have been to leave such a noisy, crazy scene, you know, on the other side of the earth in this old world, and just be in this new world in that calm and silence. And, you know, and I painted that picture of my grandfather kind of looking down and seeing my mum, and the kids have like Australian accents, and, you know, just that thing of like life just quickly changing imagery completely, you know. So I don't really know where it came from. It just felt good once I started writing it. And of course, I'm from, you know, half my family is that lineage, so it was always this strange big Polish community in Perth, which was weird enough, but I loved it, you know. I loved the European get-togethers, you know, and that's directed my life quite a lot, because those guys had pretty intense you know, descriptions of life and what it was all about. And, you know, I don't even pretend to understand the trials they went through, but it was always hovering, you know, behind us, you know, this story that we were in the calm bit after the storm. You know, it's just like, you know, to be around when the the elders of the family, you know, and whenever it started getting heated, you know, they'd go from like speaking English to like intense Polish and you knew that they were digging up the past again. So I don't know. I mean, it's just like I like to tell as many stories, but the unique ones, you know, that feels pretty unique to me. And you I mean, even I almost forget the existence of that stuff sometimes. It's just like, man, you know, like, but to immortalize, you know, the human experience in on any level, and then just celebrate it, you know, and what a beautiful way to do it with just like, you know, a piano and and just sing a song about it. So I don't choose any particular subject matter, they just pop up. But I do like a mild, just like romantic, like, you know, just digging out something that's real to me, and then just, yeah, and just trying to just find the beauty in it. So, and it feels good to me, of course, you know, just to, I mean, that grandfather's now been gone a couple of years. So it's just like, you know, it's my way of also just kind of going, you know, I really appreciate you. And
paying,
you know,
tribute, guess, in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But I guess a lot of people just, you know, they leave their, you know, the heat of their life somewhere else, you know, and never really talk about it, you know. So I guess a lot of people are like that, but it's kind of like saying, you know, I was watching you, I was listening, and, you know, it was, that's amazing, you know. I mean, pretty much any life is amazing in some way. So it's, you know, but once again, it's nice when you find yourself writing that stuff, and it feels good to sing, you know. It feels a little bit different when it's family, when it's very personal. So, but I don't get into crazy details on any of the songs, I don't think, on this record. It's really nice to use imagery and details to summarize, you know, something kind of specific, but not get too personal so other people can't, you know, paint that picture with you.
Well, actually, on that, I wanted to talk a little bit about Some Boys Never Seem to Learn. I mean, looking at it musically, it's got this kind of fun, old-fashioned rock and roll sound, to the point where the guitar riff on the chorus, it even kind of sounds a little bit like an Akadaka song. I mean, and it's
totally,
yeah, it's something that a lot of the fans of the Panics probably wouldn't really expect. But I mean, with that track, I mean, what was kind of going through your mind when you were writing it? Because I know that you've spoken, you know, about the fatigue of upholding these, you know, ideas of masculinity, you know. So yeah, what was kind of going through your mind when you were writing Some Boys Never Seem to Learn?
Yeah, it was Some Boys Never Learn. Yeah, it just came really quick, and I've said recently a couple of times, it was really just like that FM radio sound that I grew up with when I was real young. You know, I felt switched on to music when I was like, just even before I was 10 years old, and at that time it was just really, you know, I'm thinking of like George Harrison, you know, then the Aussie pub rock, you know, it came into my life and it's always stayed there. Like, so there is when the subject matter of the song popped up, it kind of felt good to have, like, you know, it's probably the only song on the album without female vocals. So it's just like, it's just kind of the boys doing their thing in a very traditional boyish rock and roll way, like Akadaka, like you just mentioned, you know. And I like that because then it off plays this thing of like a bit of a traditional rock and roll song, but, you know, about this tender kind of subject of like, you know, yeah, some boys never learn, and this is all the kind of behavior, you know, that was kind of normal and okay for a long time, and it's like, you know, but it's just fatiguing, you know, that thing of like, you know, I've brought it up a couple of times, it's just like, it's, you know, it's hard on young men with like, with intense families that are like, be a man, come on, you know, toughen up, and it's like, we all just thought it was so normal to be extra tough, you know, and it's there's no real need for any of that. I mean, it's nice for men to take pride in being, you know, going back to that village thing, it's great to be the safe protectors of, you know, of the community. There's a good role for a man, you know, but you know, I think the song just come up because, once again, thanking, you know, the wider community for making it such a talking point, you know. That's what puts it in other people's brains, put it in mine, and it's just my version of something along the lines of that topic of guys, you know, just moving along from those old norms, you know. And we're seeing the old norms of many parts of our life just being questioned, at least, you know, and hopefully disintegrating, because it's all over the place, and it's just like, we need to prick up and just go, what, there's no need for any human to be permanently uncomfortable. Like, let's dig deep and just go, because everyone's got something, you know, and some whole communities have a lot of pressure, and it's like, nah, it just makes it okay for someone else and then really hard on some other people. Just let's keep addressing it, you know. And so, you know, that's it's just one of the small issues out there, and it's nice for me as a maker of, like, you know, a kind of sensitive style of rock and roll to have a go at it. And it just is very second nature for me. I don't struggle with those, you know, with the bloke having some sensitive romantic words in music. I love that role, you know, so I'm totally cool with it. So I just had a go with it. I hardly remember. It was a real, I knew the song must be okay because it was real quick, you know, and that's always a great barometer. It's, you know, if you spend a year tinkering away on something, it's generally potentially okay, but yeah, you know, it's those quick ones. So obviously I had some thoughts on it. So, but you know, it's not too pointed to make it uncomfortable. It's just at the end of the day, it's just a cool pop rock and roll song, you know, with, you know, a good theme.
Yeah, and it is, and it is a lot of fun. But I mean, also as well, between your debut album and this album, this solo album, you've raised a little girl who's 8 years old now. Is that right?
Almost eight. Yeah.
Almost eight. So I wanted to know, I mean, does raising, you know, a girl in 2020, I mean, has that kind of impacted the way that you kind of view masculinity as well? Because you've always spoken about it, but yeah, I wanted to know, how has that kind of changed the way you think about it?
I suppose it has. It's not like I have a benchmark, though. I mean, this is all new to me as well. I just know I love raising a young girl and just watching her grow. I guess because all I've really got to go on is, you know, what the kind of treatment she, you know, may be in for as a teenager. And I guess it's like, you know, we have this window of opportunity to make sure that, you know, the times are changing nice and quickly. I just hope she's growing up into a, you know, into a community in a time where she can feel safe and, you know, she's proud of who she is and doesn't feel pressured to do anything she doesn't want to. And, you know, you know, it's just reminded me to keep the topic on my mind, you know, that I've got a little girl who's going out into the world, and it just makes me always want to keep, you know, the place safe wherever we are. So it's more that it just keeps it on my mind. But you know, I'm real blessed to have her. It's changed my perspective on many, many things, you know, just my whole approach to life. And it's made it a lot more interesting and fun to have her around, you know. So she's just my best mate. So it's hard to explain the you know, any details of how I approach any of that. I mean, I just, you know, I've tried to treat her like an equal from the get-go. And as a result, you know, even though she's only eight, she's kind of like, you know, she could join in with this conversation already, you know. So it's, you know, she's kind of one of the gang.